Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 292 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 17th is reflect on how you have been inspired by someone through their actions of loving, serving, or caring, rather than just their words. Pick someone outside your immediate family and devise a plan to do something to serve or care for them, with no expectation of anything in return. At the end of the day, reflect on the internal benefits you gained from helping someone else. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Today, as we look at servant leadership, I would like to address one of the perceptions that I believe many people have about servant leadership, and that is that serving others means simply doing things for them. And sometimes this is the case. Today's teachers and coaches also need to have the mindset of being a lighthouse, which is providing direction, guidance, and hope to others. Providing direction and guidance may mean enforcing boundaries. Loving, serving, and caring does not mean letting people do whatever they want, especially when we know their behavior is detrimental to their long-term development. As we provide direction and guidance, we need to enforce boundaries. But that does not mean demeaning or berating those we lead. We can enforce boundaries with love, care, and kindness. Today, I'd like to share with you an example from my own experience of leaders who used love, service, and caring to enforce boundaries and greatly aided my long-term growth and development. I had a unique and wonderful experience for my early educational years. My father was a minister in a town of about 1,000 people, and I attended a two-room Lutheran school for grades 1 through 8. Our teachers were Ron and Mary Ann Crozy, a husband and wife who lived their legacy teaching at St. John's for 43 years. Mrs. Crozy taught grades 1 through 4 in the downstairs classroom, and Mr. Crozy taught grades 5 through 8 in the upstairs classroom. My memory is filled with wonderful, heartwarming experiences from those 8 years. But I also remember very vividly some lessons I learned about boundaries. Of course, school discipline changed over the years. Even though corporal punishment went by the wayside, Mr. Crozy still kept the paddle and gave us the opportunity to experience a SWAT once a year and sign our name to the paddle. I did take advantage of that opportunity one time, and my rear end stung for a few minutes. I hadn't done anything wrong at the time to receive the SWAT, but even if I had, that form of discipline would not have been near as effective as the boundaries that were enforced in other situations. Anyone who knows Mrs. Crozy instantly thinks of her bright smile and her warm hugs. The days in her classroom were filled with singing songs, learning addition and subtraction through flashcards, writing stories for creative writing, and learning public speaking through show and tell. I don't remember any specific incidents of getting in trouble, but I know I did. I talked to friends when I wasn't supposed to, or didn't work on the assignment I was supposed to be focused on. And all it took to get me to stop was for Mrs. Crozy to make eye contact with me. With a stern look and a slight shake of her head, I received the message that I had crossed a boundary. My behavior was distracting other students or myself from learning. I do remember a specific incident where Mr. Crozy taught me a lesson by enforcing a boundary. Mr. Crozy was not afraid to take the time to get off topic and teach us about something that was going on in the world at the time, or an important life lesson. And he did the same thing as our coach. I was in fifth grade, and during a basketball game, one of our opponents shot an air ball. One of my friends and I started shouting, "Air ball!"
from the bench. At halftime, Mr. Croce addressed the situation with us and told us that when we went back out to warm up for the second half, we were going to go over to the opposing coach and apologize for our poor sportsmanship. I was mad, and I was embarrassed, but I did it. Mrs. Croce didn't need a paddle. All she needed was that look. That look coming from a woman I had so much respect and love for was tremendously more powerful than a swat from a paddle. Mr. Croce didn't have to yell and scream. He simply had to create an environment of doing things the right way and bump us back on track when we started to get off course a little bit. And when someone with integrity tells you that you messed up and asks you to fix it, you eventually figure out that you need to learn something from it. I'm forever grateful for the role models I had who taught me that you can serve your students by enforcing boundaries with love and care. And the power behind that service was the character and integrity they lived their lives with. So how about you? Can you reflect on how you have been inspired by someone through their actions of loving, serving, or caring, rather than just their words? Can you pick someone outside your immediate family and devise a plan to do something to serve or care for them with no expectation of anything in return? At the end of the day, can you reflect on the internal benefits you gained from helping someone else? And one of the areas where I have learned a lot through my experience is that people, especially young people, but oftentimes adults as well, will often not understand, like, or appreciate the direction and guidance we are giving them at the time. And as teachers and coaches, this can be one of the frustrating things that we encounter. Not being appreciated for the lighthouse leadership we provide. Even though we may do it from a heart posture of loving, serving, and caring. And what we cannot necessarily expect in return is for people to thank or appreciate us in the moment. But lighthouses don't need appreciation or recognition in order to keep fulfilling their mission and leading by serving. They just keep on serving others so they can increase their impact on their students and athletes by giving those young people a better version of themselves every day.